This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. We are live at Pluckers in Fort Worth off of 820. The doors are open if you want to come see us hang out. But right now, it's NFL All-Pro turned MMA promoter turned perhaps wrestler, Sean Merriman, right here on the fan. Good morning, sir.
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
We're doing great, and I know we got to get to the draft as well as several other things, but TNA Rebellion, you pop up, and all of a sudden, you're in the mix once again on the wrestling scene. What's the story?
Yeah. So I have my multi-sport streaming service, Lights Out Sports, launching in about 2 weeks. And TNA has they got a channel, right? And as you know, and I think most people know out there, is I've been, you know, around the wrestling business for about 12, 13 years now. So that'll always be in my heart, always. And I think we got a nice pop out of the crowd and kind of some raised eyebrows. And that's the point, right? I think we shook things up. So it was fun. TNA's great. And Lights Out Sports will be launching here in the next few weeks. So you guys make sure you check that out on all major TV platforms.
More fun, at least in wrestling, to be a bad guy than to be a nice guy?
Any day of the week. You know, that's why I used to love playing the Raiders so much and walking into hostile environment. And some of these other great fan bases out there who just have the emotional and attachment and the passion to what goes into what they do, man, because ultimately the fans control everything we do, right? And so anytime you can get them to react, it's always great.
Were you right before Twitter blew up whenever you got drafted? I can't remember, Sean.
Yeah, no fives. I think Twitter came out in 07, okay. 07, 08. So I got the tail end of it. I remember we couldn't tweet like an hour or 15 minutes before meetings or after meetings. We couldn't tweet 2 hours before the game. So there was no live stream in the locker room before and after the game in my day. So
okay. All right. And can you like imagine like these kids back in the day, the way that they will like call out players and stuff, not only on social media, but in videos? I think I saw you post something about DK Metcalf and some kids walked up on him and started saying Jalen Ramsey was his daddy. And
oh,
I was
my
just
gosh.
Like, can you imagine like being drafted at this point and seeing Twitter just blow up like that?
No, and that's what I posted, man, and kudos to DK Metcalf because he showed nothing but restraint and was respectful to the kid outside of walking away. And it's just a weird time, man. It's weird time. A lot of these keyboard warriors now are in person feeling comfortable enough to disrespect a guy like DK Metcalf. I mean, you know, if I was in high school and DK Metcalf came to the field, first of all, I'm asking for a picture or an autograph or something. And then if he's willing to spend 10 or 15 minutes with me while I ask questions, that is a gift of a lifetime. And it's, you know, it's getting worse. I said him on Twitter. It's getting worse and worse. And I could not imagine having to deal with that as a current player.
Everybody's trying to get clout, Kevin. They're all trying to get clout. So
I guess, but I would also want to be like, holy crap, you're DK Metcalf. How's it going?
Yeah, exactly.
Can I shake your hand or something like that? I just think that would be neat. Now, in the past couple of days, and I'm hoping you can reset for our audience that didn't hear it, you were talking about a couple of different things involving drafting quarterbacks and playing them right away. Everybody knows Caleb Williams is going number one this evening, but What is your take in terms of if the Bears should play him right away or theoretically first-round quarterbacks playing right away?
I never approved of that. I don't like it. You're kind of throwing a guy in the mix without necessarily being ready and saying, hey, get ready and just get ready for live fire. And if you look at some of the most successful, right, some of the most successful quarterbacks who had to sit back at least for 4, 6, or 8 games or whatever it is, that, and mind you, 4 and 6 games in the NFL and being able to catch up to the speed of the game and getting that practice tempo and, you know, getting some snaps and live action and easing your way in it is a lifetime. And, you know, one of the examples I use is Joe Burrow. I believe, you know, because of Joe Burrow being thrown in the mix right away when he came in with no offensive line and no weapons, you know, it accumulated to him getting hurt, you know. And so we don't like to see that. And I get it that they want to get their, you know, number one draft pick on the field, get him, you know, acclimated, get him ready to go. But also for what, right? If these guys are going to be there for 6, 10-plus years, why rush him to on the field if he's not completely ready yet?
To go along with that, the Cowboys, like, they're very heavily in the conversation of offensive linemen. And, you know, Tyler Smith turned out, but it took a year for him to turn into the all-pro guard that he is. What was the biggest, like, difference from the rookie offensive lineman that you went up against? Was it strength? Was it the second move? What was the thing that you were like, I know I can take advantage of this kid?
I'll tell you the difference. I came in, and I don't know if you guys remember Roman Oben, right, who came from the Giants. He came over, I think he was at Philly for a little bit, and then he was left tackle. Roman came in, and Roman was in his 12th or 13th year, bad leg. I mean, he had a rod in his leg, couldn't bend, couldn't get out of his stand, but somehow, some way was blocking me every damn day in practice. I couldn't understand. And so what I realized is these guys are pros. They watch film. And after the third day of training camp, fourth day, I said, Roman, how are you keep, you know, what are you doing? And he said, look, when you put your foot this way, when you lift your head this way, when you're coming off the line of scrimmage this way, this is what I'm doing. And I said, wow, right? Wow. And that's what you get from a vet and a guy that would never be able to see that as a rookie. And that's the difference in the game. That's why I believe the guy shouldn't be on the field too early.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, it wasn't surprising to anybody that the Cowboys picked up the fifth-year option on Micah Parsons. And I saw you joking about this on Twitter. You think he's still got a little something left to go ahead and bounce out here with these numbers?
Yeah, I think when my fifth year got picked up, it was $2.75 in a bag of Pringles. So. The times are different, but I tell you this, man, he's more than worth it. I hope, and I know there's a lot of commotion, a lot of speculation and his podcasting, him doing other things, but let's not take our eye off the ball here. He's one of the most explosive, if not the most explosive defensive player in football. And you know, there were times last year where he wasn't used correctly, and I'm screaming at the TV to, you know, get him off the line of scrimmage, move him around. Why are you doing that? You know, there's a lot of that last year, and I hope that Zimmerman comes in this year and figure out the way to make him active and put him everywhere in the field. So I know there's a lot of speculation, man, but he's more deserving of it, and he's deserving of that next big contract.
How important is it for a player, like we'll just say Micah Parsons, like somebody who is your best defensive player, to also set the best example in terms of practice, in terms of, you know, everything else that goes into being an NFL player?
Well, I look, all those other intangibles are nice, right? I think that the most important thing is, does he show up on game day, right? Let's go from there, and then we can kind of add in to being a team leader, being vocal, doing the right things off the field. I add all those things later, but let's say first and foremost, does he show up? And the answer is yes. The second part of that is that you started getting to opinions on what you think a player should be like. And that part opinionated, the guy's not getting in trouble off the field. He's not doing anything to put himself in a bad situation or the organization. You're entitled to your opinion, but your opinion is just that. It's an opinion. Does he show up on game day? And the answer is yes.
Now, you talked about Lights Out 16 coming up Saturday, May 18th. And I know you were excited about that event, but more immediately, how excited are you about the brand new app? I know you mentioned it just a second ago. Can you reset for people who might have missed it? The Lights Out app, when's it coming out and what can it do?
Yeah, so we had a big fight. First of all, we got a big fight in Long Beach, California. We'll be live around 6 p.m. Pacific. But this time, you can get more information on that at lightsoutxf.com. But this time, we're going live on my new multi-sports streaming service that I'm launching in 2 weeks called Lights Out Sports. It'll be on Roku, Samsung, Vizio, LG TV, Philips, you name it, Apple, Android, we'll be there, along with 15 or so plus channels, World Poker Tour and Glory Kickboxing, we're talking to Top Rank right now. We're talking to a few other big combat sports leagues. Gosh, man, this has been a fun, iHeart also, talking to Fox Sports. This has been a something that's been making for me for over a year. As you know, the streaming services are constantly changing. And so what I'm doing is aggregating all the sports to one platform, to a Just Sports, all sports platform where you can go and just watch that. So, you know, be on the lookout, Lights Out Sports. You can download it everywhere. It'll be on every major platform here in the next few weeks. We'll be live for the first time for Lights Out Extreme Fighting as well.
Awesome stuff, man. Appreciate it. As always, love when you jump on with us. And I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
You got it, man. Thanks for having me.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Sean Merriman right here on 105.3 The Fan. Yes, sir.
I'm just kind of curious because my kid is, like, he's becoming an MMA fan. I know you're a big MMA
yes.
fan. When do we get one of these in our neck of the woods so that we can...
I mean, we have one with XKO.
Okay.
I don't think they have the streaming service, but yeah, I mean, several UFC fighters have gone from XKO. We've done, you know, I've been to a bunch of those events out there, so...
Okay.
Check them out.
All right. Sounds good.
Now, can I switch gears just for 1 second? Did you see how close the sixth man of the year vote was in the NBA?
Mm-mm.
No.
So Naz Reid beat Malik Monk. He got 45 first place votes to 43. They had the exact same number of second place votes, the exact same number of third place votes. It was the closest vote in the history
wow.
of sixth man of the year voting. And then
in your face, Roy Tarpley and
how
Antoine
many people
Jameson.
Get to vote? Yeah.
Those are our sixth man award winners.
And Tim Hardaway Jr. tied for ninth. Somebody voted him third place.
Remember, like 30 games into the year, Tim Hardaway
yes,
Jr. was the
I
favorite?
I do.
What happened?
He kept shooting.
And whenever he does that.
I mean, he should. He should keep shooting. I'm not telling him to keep shooting, but we know he's not a great shooter. He's a streak shooter. He's going to shoot 45% for maybe 2 weeks, and he's going to shoot 5% for a week. And you have to live with those ups and downs with Tim Hardaway Jr.
For the Clippers, Norman Powell finished fourth and sixth man of the year, and Russell Westbrook finished seventh for sixth man of the year. So there you go right there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.